For today's GeoQuiz, we're breaking out the popcorn. Buckets of popcorn, in fact, and settling in for a screening of the world's longest movie. The ticket's cheap, free, but the feature lasts 240 hours. That's right, 10 days long. We'll fill you in later on the film. Right now, though, we want to know, where is this mega pic being shown? Here are a couple of clues. It's in a Scandinavian city east of Stockholm. It's on the Baltic Sea. It's known for its graceful neoclassical buildings, and it's also known for the work of controversial architect Alvar Aalto. One of his buildings, in fact, features in today's quiz. The film is being shown on the side of the structure. So what's the capital that's hosting the world's longest flick? No time for even a restroom break. The answer is right here.
The answer is Helsinki.
And that's Paula Topola. She directs the Contemporary Art Festival going on right now in Helsinki. The festival is sponsoring the first screening of the film that's being projected onto the side of that structure designed by world-renowned architect Alvar Aalto. The building is the main character in the film.
Local people call it the sugar cube because it has the shape of a sugar cube. It's covered with marble sheets, so it's really bright white, and it's a modernist building, so it has very clear shape.
During the 10-day film, moviegoers can watch a time-lapse version of the building being buffeted by weather and time. Each day represents what's going to happen to the building during a 400 or 500 year period.
So it will wear out gradually. It's a reminder how everything is temporary. Nobody and no building is there necessarily forever. Especially if the human time finishes and there's nobody to take care of them anymore. So it encourages us to carpe diem, to seize the moment right now and do those things that you want to do today and not postpone them.
Paula Topola says she doesn't know what happens in the final scenes of the 10-day-long film.
At the end of the film, we are not sure. We have to go and look for the last hour because it's 10 day long. I haven't seen it all, even if I'm in charge of the commissioning this very long film.
Topola doesn't expect anybody to sit through the entire 10 days of the film. In fact, she expects that the flick will mostly be a curiosity as folks grab lunch in the Helsinki Market Square. Even the casual passerby, she thinks, is going to stop to appreciate this depiction of subtle decay and just what happens as time marches on.